Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Mostess. And for this fabulous Wednesday, March 9th, like every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Midweek Update and give you 30 minutes of tips, tricks, tools, and information that you can use right now to create immediate financial wellness for you and your family, and to begin the path to financial freedom for tomorrow and into the future. And we do this each week. Each and every week we bring you fabulous programming. And I don't know if you guys are regular listeners or not. For those who are regular listeners, welcome back to the broadcast. And for those of you who are new to the show, thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. I have a particular point of pride that I want to talk about from yesterday's show. So if you are new to the broadcast and not familiar with our Tuesday show, each and every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show. And this show, I am proud to say, is our millionaire motivation. And what we do in 15 minutes is we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and figure out what it is that makes them successful, and we put out a step-by-step strategy that you can incorporate into your life each and every day. And it's right now, since we're coming close to the end of the radio show season on our Saturday show, we just began our multi-part series on personal power. And I'm so excited because my transcriptionist, actually, who was working on yesterday's show, said, "Oh my gosh, was this meant for me? Did you specifically ask me to transcribe this show for this particular reason?" And I thought, you know what, why don't we expand this conversation into our 30-minute broadcast? And the purpose of me doing that is we always give you tips, tricks, and tools on Wednesday's show to save money, to create new opportunities for income, and trying to weed out some of the stuff that is causing clutter in our life and moving it out so we can bring more abundance in our life. And last week, we went over garage sale tips and how to have a successful garage sale. And we talked about all of that, clearing the clutter out and also being able to turn a profit for it as well. And it was pretty cool. We had a lot of fun. And one of the things that I was thinking about, and it kind of ties into yesterday's show about personal powers, understanding what it is that we control in our lives and what we don't have control over, and how we can differentiate between the two and allow us to drop something that most everybody does all the time, and it's usually for no apparent reason. So I know today we were supposed to be talking about how to save on your water bill, but you can read this week's blog and talk about and figure that out. But I thought that this, based on our multi-part series on personal power, I thought that it would be a better conversation. And if you would like to join the conversation, we don't always have an opportunity to entertain callers, but I would love to hear from you folks as we talk about control and personal power today. And if you have some comments or questions about things, please feel free to call the show. Our telephone number to participate is 1 718 1-718-508-9002. That's 1-718-508-9002. And if you would like to chat in, the illustrious, ever-popular Kristen Hun is sitting in for the mid-terming Elena DeFiore. And you, if you have questions into the chat room, you're welcome to chat your questions over to her, and she can bring them in to me and talk. We can address your questions then. So anyway, my conversation that I wanted to have with you briefly was there are three things that you control in this lifetime. And this has to do with everything. When we talk about our finances, when we talk about our families, our children, our jobs, there's only three things that we control in our lifetime. And everything else is just influence. And once we master this basic part of personal power, you'll have to tune in for the subsequent shows on Tuesday for the good stuff. But specifically, when it comes to our personal power, we control our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And we forget about those things because they kind of go on autopilot. We're busy rushing around, getting kids here, picking up dry cleaning there, showing up for luncheons, networking, you know, oh, time for the spouse, oh, pick up the kids now, we got to go to soccer and music lessons or dance or football or cheerleading, whatever it is. And then we have to hurry up and figure out how we're going to figure out dinner in between, you know, the sports schedules and the extracurricular activities. And then what do we do on the weekends? And then there's grandma that wants to spend time with the kids. And we get so caught up in stuff and we feel like life slips away. And I always say this, and it happens to me too. And if you ask, you know, anybody around here, I'm in the process of righting the ship. We would never let someone deliberately knock us off course, but we can always be nudged in the wrong direction. And think about that statement for a minute. We can always be nudged in the wrong direction. So I can give you an example from my life. Someone says, you know, I need some help right now accomplishing this task, and I'm not accomplishing it, and I wanted to know if I could borrow you and some of your employees, and we're just going to divert you for a short period of time to help me write my ship. And so you say, okay, like I said, okay. And then a couple of days turns into a couple of weeks, and then before you know it, your priorities have been lost in the mix, and someone else's priorities are at the forefront of your everyday. Now you are eating to pacify stress. You're not moving as much because you're trying to accomplish their stuff and stay on top of your stuff, but you're really not because your stuff is slipping away slowly, but that creates extra stress. And before you know it, you're not taking care of yourself, you're not taking care of your family, and you're caught up in somebody else's game that has taken you so far left or right of center, you're not even sure where center is. And if we go back to this foundation of there are three things that we can control, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions, we can control how we respond to others. So when someone asks us for help, of course, we're all helpers. We want to help facilitate people. So it's difficult for us to say no. We might experience guilt if we say no. We might feel like we're hurting that person's feelings if we say no, or we're putting distance when we say no. And we don't think about what our higher purpose is or what our goals or dreams or desires are. And we allow this to kind of get in there. But if we go back to the third part, which we didn't talk about this on yesterday's show, but I wanted to bring it up in today's show because it was on my mind, is the action part of our thoughts and our feelings and our actions. And I teach some really great classes for training when I train my real estate agents, when I train my employees, and we do time blocking versus time management. And we always talk about between stimulus and response. There's a space. And for those of you who tune into our Saturday show, you might have heard this before, but perhaps not in this context. So in that space, we have time to choose our appropriate response. Now, if we are emotionally engaged and we're having a biochemical dump of hormone that's making us react in a particular way as opposed to being able to use our critical thinking and effectively respond, we do one of two things. We fight or flee. And because we can't really do that like the cavemen did, because when they were stressed, it was usually because a dinosaur was trying to eat them. And they were either going to, if they had a weapon, they were going to stab and fight and kill the dinosaur, or they were going to flee and hide for protection and hope that the dinosaur would go away so they wouldn't get eaten later. So they were able to eliminate their cortisol dump because they could fight or flee. So either way, adrenaline engages, washes away all the cortisol, whatever emotional event happened, you were able to respond with a physical exertion to eliminate that stress. But most of the time, we don't do that when we get emotionally engaged because it's not really possible when a boss or a subordinate or a child or your child's principal calls you and you get this chemical dump and it shortens or eliminates that space where you have the ability to respond and you wind up reacting. And you do things that you're programmed to do. People say that I just don't know how it happened. It just happened all at once, based on our patterning. And so our patterning comes from when we're kids and we're sponges till the age 7. So instead of coming up with our own way of doing things, we mimic others to create our patterns. So however your parents or significant influential people in your life when you were small handled things, you made mental notes of those patterns. And so those patterns engage. And in order to break that cycle from the emotional response, we have to break the pattern. And we have to create a new pattern in its place when it comes to emotional response. If we can critically think, we have the ability to choose the appropriate response. And one thing I like about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and we're going to talk about this in our second part of our personal power series next week, is when we understand what's involved in the action portion of what we control, our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions, and we understand implicitly this next thought, it makes the choice easier. And our ability to respond becomes more effective when we incorporate this one thought as a presupposition in our own lives. It's a neurolinguistic programming presupposition. And this states that I know that 100% of my communication is my responsibility not to get my point across, but to elicit the right result. Think about that. Communication is 100% my responsibility not to get my point across, but to elicit the right result. So it's not about you getting mad because your kid left his basketball sneakers in the middle of the kitchen and you didn't see it and you tripped and you dropped and broke a glass plate that was very fragile and very important to you from your grandparents. And he always does this and you always yell at him. But yelling at him hasn't been effective. So we need to change our response to that stimulus of those shoes being left out to elicit the right result. So it's not about, dang it, I told you to put those shoes away 1,000 times and you didn't do it and you need to put those shoes away right now. To how can I get him or her of their own volition to put their shoes away? And when we think about it in those terms, we can choose the right response and articulate ourselves more clearly. Because it's not about you getting mad about the shoes being out there. It's about getting rid of the shoes. So how do we ask for a particular behavior? How do we elicit the right result? And we're going to talk more about that on Tuesday's show. But I beg you to consider this moment And think about the three things that you do control: your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. You cannot control other people, you cannot control events, and you cannot control circumstances. You can only influence them. And influence is our second part of our multi-part series on personal power that we're going to talk about next Tuesday. So I just want you to think about that. And when you get into a situation where you feel helpless, take a step back from the situation, pull yourself out, and take a look at what's going on. And trust me, you have plenty of time to do this, because unless a finger has been cut off that you need to sew back on, you have time to respond. And you don't have to respond in that 1 second, 2 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 minutes. You can choose your response effectively. There's nothing that you have to respond to immediately where you can't take a step back and look at more closely what it is that you're doing. So I challenge you for the rest of the week, so it's only 4 days till we get to Saturday's show, look at every situation that you begin to feel overwhelmed in and pull yourself back and say, what are my thoughts and what are my feelings about this particular stimulus, whatever the situation is, the person is? And look at that first. I can control my thoughts about this person. I can control my feelings about this person. Now, what is it that I want out of this interaction? Do I want something to change? Do I want something to stay the same? And then you have that moment to choose your reaction. And think about, how can I be more effective in my choices by just taking that time? So we have so much more in store coming up for you on today's show. And again, our theme is how to save money on your water bill. And we will go and talk about that here shortly. But I was so excited about yesterday's show, and the response that I got from the transcriptionist was so powerful that I felt like I wanted to enumerate that. So we will be right back with more of the Midweek Update and how to save money on your water bill coming up right after these messages from our sponsors. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And summer's getting here, and water is going to be in, well, here in Arizona, a lovely respite from the heat. But how can you save money on your water bill without replacing every single appliance you have that consumes water or uses water and reduce your water bill? Well, there are some simple things that you can do. And one of the first things that you can do when you open your water bill statement is read the little magazines that they put in there. Now, some of them put them in garbage coupons, and so we want to make sure that we're not encouraging ourselves to spend on things we don't need. So chuck the coupons. But the little newsletters always have some great tips that you can do for that'll cost you little or no money, but will give you a big return when it comes to saving on your water bill. And depending on where you are, water can get to be pretty expensive, especially if you have pools or spas to maintain and things like that. So every little bit can help. Now, one of the things that you can do to save money is start evaluating your water usage. And it can be very simple. Now, here in Arizona, we have balanced payment for our utility bills where for your electricity, because you would go broke in the summer if you didn't do it that way. For the months that you have to run where your air conditioning seems to run almost 24 hours a day nonstop, there are ways to go to low usage time periods, and you can take also and save some money by doing different watering activities, just like you use different electricity activities at different times of the day, and regulating your usage based on pricing, and then incorporating some of these other techniques that you can do every day to help save some money. Now, when you're in the kitchen, there are several things you can do. Contrary to popular belief, it takes more water to hand wash dishes than it does to wash them in a dishwasher. The dishwasher draws in a certain amount, and then that's it. And then it does its cycle, drains it, then rinses it, and it's, again, a certain amount. And I tend to be a water waster, even though I grew up here in Arizona. I will just let the hot water run if I just want to wash a couple of dishes by hand, and that wastes so much water. What you can do instead, if you are a hand wash person, if you prefer hand washing or you just have a few items that you want to hand wash and you don't want to run the dishwasher because of electricity or you don't have a full load to wash, what you can do instead is fill your sink or a big large bowl with the water that you want to wash for your dishes. And then you can rinse them separately, but that will save tons of water versus just letting the faucet run. And I know I'm guilty of this. So we have a weird sink that it doesn't really make it. It's like it just, you know, you could fit like a small person in this sink. It's one basin instead of the divided thing. So it's really awkward. So what I'm going to start doing to save more money on my water bill is to start using pails, those big dish pails, and doing my dishes there. That way I have the two separate areas, and you save so much water. You can also change your faucet head in your shower to an aerator faucet. It just screws on to the bottom. and it reduces the water flow, but without reducing the water pressure. So it just kind of fills it with air the way it pushes it through these screens. So some of them are really handy because if you have a fixed faucet feature, you can get the kind that swivel that allow you to direct water where you need it. So it's kind of cool to be able to do that. But for a couple of bucks at the hardware section of your local store, a superstore or hardware store, you can get a faucet aerator, and that'll save you. Now, you can take and also keep your drinking water in the refrigerator. That way you don't have to flip the faucet on and wait for the water to get cold. Also, you can take and fill your ice trays with ice. If you don't happen to have an ice maker, you can make your own ice cubes. Be careful that you check your installation of your water filter on that refrigerator regularly. I had a rupture that flooded my whole house. Had to have all my tile and carpet replaced. It was not a good deal. So you want to make sure that you're checking your connections regularly at every faucet. Look under the sink, see if there's residue or mold buildup, because then that'll be a good indicator that you have a leak. And you can correct those pretty simply with usually just washers or some pipe tape that will help seal that and save you some big bucks, because drips cost so much money because they're constant, as opposed to sitting there and letting your faucet run while doing the dishes for 5 or 10 minutes. You can actually waste more water for just bad plumbing and leaking faucets. So you may want to take and check all of your faucets regularly and either adjust or replace the pipe tape or the washer so you have a nice tight seal. And that will save you big, big bucks. Another thing you can do is paper cups or reuse your cup. Don't get a new cup every time you're thirsty. That way it cuts down on how much you have to wash those fabulous things. In the shower, you can put in a new shower head. And for the toilet, this is a really cool trick. Take one of those plastic gallon milk jugs that you get and fill it with water or sand or a brick or some other weight, some rocks, and put it on the inside your toilet tank opposite of the mechanism. And then that will reduce the amount of water that fills up. And without having to replace your toilet, you can get a low-flow toilet that will flush and remove the waste contents, but save you at least a gallon each time because you're using a gallon container. So that'll put more money back on your pocket. Self-watering flower pots in the garden are also a good idea. They use less water, and you're not traipsing in between letting the hose run the whole time. So that will save you some money too. And it'll be better for the plants because they'll take in the water when they need it. So you'll have healthier flowers to boot. If you wash your clothes, meaning your colors, not your sheets, towels, or cleaning stuff, in cold water, most of the time it will be okay for your fabrics and it'll preserve them. And you can wear clothes over and over, just like dry cleaning, because dry cleaning is so intense and harsh. You usually, unless you put something, spill something inappropriate on your dry cleaning, then you can take and save some bucks there by re-wearing your clothes. Hand washing your delicate items as opposed to running a whole cycle of laundry in, like, you know, for two or three things will also save you some big bucks. You can use washers. Again, tighten up all your hose connections inside and out. Wash your car with a bucket of water, and use a rain barrel to help water your gallon if you're not in drought areas. And with those tips, you should be able to save about 15% on your water bill each and every month. If you have great tips on how to save money on your water bill that we haven't mentioned here on the show, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at ideas@uywradio.com, ideas@uywradio.com, or hop into your free membership at unlockyourwealth.com and surf over and put your ideas in the forum. If we use your ideas on air, you can win a free personalized book of my latest book, Bushido Business, The Art of the Modern Professional, for you or someone you love, and that is a $20 value. So give us your tips on how to save money on your water bill. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to tune in to this Saturday's show. We have great guests, and we are on our 11th key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. I can't believe it. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Heather Wagenhals. You've been listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I will see you Saturday. Go out and make it a millionaire's day.